Masechet Zevachim Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel. In the first Mishnah of the Masechet, we learned that if a Korban Pesach was offered for the sake of another type of Korban before or after the proper time, then the Korban is valid. It looked at as a regular Shelamim. It only becomes invalid, and the Shehita process, the Korban process, cannot continue if it was offered during the proper time, which is the afternoon of the 14th of Nisan, Erev Pesach, when the Korban Pesach is supposed to be offered. So now the Mishnah is going to talk about, what do we do with the morning of that day, the morning of the 14th before the afternoon? Is it looked at as a totally different time, out of the proper time, and therefore it's a valid Korban, when it's being done with the intention for something else? Or do we say, no, it's on the 14th, and even though it's not exactly the proper time, because the afternoon is really when it's supposed to happen, we say, and therefore it becomes invalid. Mishnah says, HaPesach sheshehato b'shaharit be'arba'a asar shelo dishmo, of a Korban Pesach was slaughtered on the morning of the 14th of Nisan, not for its own sake, but for the sake of a different type of Korban. Rabbi Yehoshua machshir ki'ilu nishat b'shlosha asar. Says Rabbi Yehoshua, it's considered to be a valid Korban, and we look at it as if it was slaughtered for the sake of another Korban on the 13th. As we said, if the Pesach was offered on a wrong time, it's still valid. If it was offered for another Korban during the wrong time, it's looked at as valid. And therefore, the morning of the 14th, even though it's the 14th, is an invalid time because it's not the afternoon. And therefore, it's no different than if I slaughtered at a different time during the year, the 14th becomes irrelevant. And therefore, it's valid. Ben Betera posel, ki ilu nishat ben ha'arbaim. But Ben Betera considers it invalid because the day of the 14th is open, even though the proper time is only during the afternoon. The whole 14th has a form of timeliness to it. It's considered to be the right time, the proper time, and therefore it's an invalid offering. The Tanakama also of Mishnah Aleph learned that all korbanot that are offered for the sake of another type of korban are valid, besides for korban Pesach and the korban hatad. Here's another version of that same ruling. Amar Shimon ben Azai. Shimon ben Azai says, Mikubal ani mipi shivim ushenayim zaken. I have a tradition from 72 great rabbis of the great Sanhedrin. Bayom shehoshivu Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah b'yeshiva, on the day that they appointed Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah to the position of the nasi. This refers to the famous story in Masechet Berachot Daf Kav Zayin about the fight between Rabbi Yehoshua and Rabban Gamliel, where they deposed Rabban Gamliel as the nasi and they put temporarily Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah in that position. So on that very day that they put Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah in that spot, Shekol HaZevachim HaNe'echalim Shenizbehu Shelo Dishman, talking about all korbanot that have parts of them that are supposed to be eaten. Most korbanot are eaten, either by the kohanim or by the people bringing the korban. And if those korbanot were slaughtered not for their own sake, but for the sake of a different type of korban, kesherim, they remain valid. Ela, shelo alula be'alim mishum hova. So while we said the korban process is allowed to continue, they don't, whatever korban was brought does not count as in to fulfill an obligation of a person, and he would have to bring a new one. And then we say, chutz mina pesach mina hatat. The exception to the rule is the korban pesach and the hatat. Even though those are both normally eaten, and we just said the rule, if they're eaten, then they're valid, even though they were brought shelo lishman for the purposes of another korban, these two specifically become invalidated when they're brought for the sake of a different korban. So if you look at that version of the ruling, it looks very similar to the ruling of Tana Kama in Mishnah Aleph. The only thing that's added in this Tana's version is the words ne'echalin, that these are zevachim that are eaten. That's the only change that is made. The Mishnah is going to explain why Rabbi Shimon ben Azai is adding these words. Lo hasif ben Azai ela ha'olah. Ben Azai is adding only the korban olah to the listing of Tanakh Kama's korbanot that become invalidated by being slaughtered for the sake of a different type of korban. The meat of an olah is literally olah. It goes up to the shamayim. It's fully consumed and burned on the mizbeach, and it's not eaten whatsoever. So therefore, since it's not eaten, it becomes invalidated with the improper thoughts of the korban that it was being offered for something else. Add it to the list. As well as the Korban Pesach and the Korban Hatat, according to this rabbi, Shimon ben Azai. V'lo hodu lo hachamim. The hachamim did not agree with him. They said exactly like Tanakama said. Only the Pesach and the Hatat become invalidated with the improper kavanah, the kavanah of a different korban.